Welcome back to another episode of English Mastery, a beginner's guide to language learning. I'm your host, Lisa, and today, we're diving into the exciting world of vocabulary building and word usage. Vocabulary is like the building blocks of a language. The more words you know, the better you can express yourself. Let's start with some commonly used words and phrases. Imagine you're at a cafe, and you want to order a drink. You might say, "I'd like a cup of coffee, please." The words "I'd like" are polite and commonly used when making requests. A cup of coffee tells the server what you want. And "please" adds politeness to your request. Now, let's talk about synonyms, antonyms, and homophones. Synonyms are words that have similar meanings. For example, big and large are synonyms because they both mean something is not small. Antonyms, on the other hand, are words that have opposite meanings. Hot and cold are antonyms because they mean different temperatures. Homophones are words that sound the same but have different meanings and spellings. For instance, right and right are homophones. Building your vocabulary is like growing a garden. You need to plant seeds and nurture them to see them grow. Here are some strategies for expanding your vocabulary. Number 1. Read every day. Whether it's books, articles, or even comic strips, reading exposes you to new words and phrases. Number 2. Use a dictionary. When you encounter a new word, look it up in a dictionary to understand its meaning and usage. Number 3. Keep a vocabulary journal. Write down new words you learn and try to use them in sentences. This helps reinforce your understanding and memory of the word. Number 4. Play word games. Games like crossword puzzles, Scrabble, or word searches can make learning new words fun and interactive. Number 5. Practice speaking and writing. The more you use new words in conversation or writing, the more natural they will become to you. Remember, building vocabulary takes time and practice, so be patient with yourself. Let's recap what we've learned today. Vocabulary is important for expressing yourself in a language. Commonly used words and phrases help you communicate effectively. Synonyms are words with similar meanings, antonyms are words with opposite meanings, and homophones are words that sound the same but have different meanings. Strategies for expanding vocabulary include reading, using a dictionary, keeping a vocabulary journal, playing word games, and practicing speaking and writing. That's all for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful in your language learning journey. Join us next time for more tips and tricks to master the English language. Until then, happy learning!